It's the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Thank you.
Okay. Number five.
This thing does not like my finger.
Is it sticking?
Pardon, she said.
Pardon.
Or he said something. There's some sort of dirty joke in there.
Trust you guys to find it if it's there.
Poor Kev.
Not to overlook a moment.
Can't even get the double entendre out properly today. That's how upset this poor man is about everything that's going on. All right. We can get through this.
We'll get through it.
We'll get through it.
Yeah.
All right.
Very strong.
You want me to try that one more time?
Number five.
Partial government shutdown lingers. White House and Congress remain dug in. The president says he is still considering a national emergency declaration to bypass Congress and build his wall. On George Stephanopoulos' program yesterday, on This Week, Senate Whip Dick Durbin. Do you know that that's his title? Senate Whip? Illinois Senator Dick Durbin said he is against the emergency declaration.
When George W. Bush faced 9/11, he asked us for national emergency powers. We gave it to him on a bipartisan basis, united as a country to fight off terrorism. But if this president is going to turn to national emergencies every time he disagrees with Congress, I'm against it. Let's make sure the branches of government are bound by the same Constitution.
Now, a lot of people, a lot of Republicans are arguing, well, Barack Obama declared national emergencies for things that weren't that important, like the BP oil spill. That is a bad example of that, I would point out.
Yeah.
The BP oil spill was a moment where you needed to get all the active resources you could into the Gulf of Mexico.
Very quickly.
Because I would like to point out something. There was a hole in the bottom of the ocean that was going to spew until the end of time unless we fixed it. And it still took like a month, right, to get that thing capped or over.
Well, time was certainly of the essence there. You needed to get on that.
How does this end?
I think it ends when the Senate Republicans say we've had enough. We're not going to stand here and be blamed for this. We believe the government should be opened. There should be timely negotiations on border security after the government is open. Once the president realizes he's lost the Senate Republicans, we can roll up our sleeves, open the government, and get down to business.
Was there any sign of that happening right now? It doesn't seem that way. It seems both sides have dug in their heels. And they're not budging. Nobody's budging. Nobody's really discussing anything substantive to bring them to the middle. It's just not happening.
No.
Did you see the Quinnipiac poll that showed that the president's address to the nation on this issue really changed no minds at all? 2% said change their mind. 89% said no. You know, however, polls are showing over the last year or so, people are more supportive of border walls and more tough border security than they used to be.
Well, it's sort of the data stream that comes in, the news coming into people's brains directly, whether it's through cable news or through, however they get at the internet. I mean, there's more of a discussion about people. If you watch Fox News, anytime an illegal immigrant gets a speeding ticket, it's on. Right. I mean, it's a big it really is a thing. So for those people, and that's a lot of people, Fox News Channel is highly successful. Right. A lot of people watch it and a lot of people choose that as their sole source of information. And so if you watch that consistently, you are going to believe that there's a murderous horde at the border. Unlike anyone ever seen before, it's like Game of Thrones and they're coming. The White Walkers are coming across. And that's the way it's sort of based on that. So the president, I'll wait till the president figures this out because it's coming. This reckoning is coming. The president is really dependent on Fox News agreeing with him. The minute they don't, he's done. And he's already sort of seen that. And that's why he adjusts to it when some of the people kind of go sideways on it. All right. Checking in at
number four.
Speaking of him, the president, just before boarding Marine One, this morning, stopped to talk to reporters and was asked about the FBI investigation into his relationship with Russia.
I never worked for Russia. And you know that answer better than anybody. I never worked for Russia. Not only did I never work for Russia, I think it's a disgrace that you even asked that question because it's a whole big fat hoax. It's just a hoax.
Right. The press should not ask a question after there's documentation. They have documentation. The FBI opened up an investigation into the president. So he could be mad at the press and all the people asking the question. I mean, shouldn't he take a little different tack, which is, of course I'm not. First of all, when Jeanine Pirro asked him on Saturday night whether or not he was an agent of Russia, he didn't say no. He just went on for 2 minutes about something totally else. How insulted he is by it. Don't be insulted by it. Address it. You know, it's not a ridiculous thing for people to ask, right? His behavior over this period of time, and now the fact that Manafort and all the rest of them, all these other ducks are falling into a line, and that they had meetings that they didn't say they had meetings, and there was no collusion. Well, the Manafort thing is clear collusion if he was actually giving data, campaign data, to the Russians. I mean, this, he can fight. If he is truly in the right here, he has to say, listen, yes, there were people that were trying to freelance here around me. It wasn't me. I don't want this. I'm the president of the United States. That would be an appropriate answer that probably get him some points. But fighting like a fourth grader who just got stuck hitting somebody in the hallway, which I'm sure happened in his life, and he's pointing at the other guy and blaming, that's not working.
So what happened with the FBI? I have done a great service for our country when I fired James Comey because he was a bad cop. And he was a dirty cop, and he lied. He really lied. And all you have to do, wait a minute, and all you have to do is take a look at the crooked Hillary Clinton investigation where they brought her on the July 4th weekend. They didn't swear her in. They didn't do any tapes. They didn't do anything. They just let her go. And she usually said, mostly said, I don't know. She didn't know anything.
That makes it perfectly clear. Thank you, Mr. President. I feel so much better now. Vladimir Putin, I swear to God, how much vodka can they drink over the Kremlin right now?
Oh, gee. Well, the White House perspective is that the FBI chose to investigate him after he fired Comey. It was a retaliatory move. That was the narrative you heard from Chris Christie on George Stephanopoulos over the weekend and Kellyanne Conway today.
Okay. That's what they do. That's what the FBI does. They're just a rogue agency out retaliating against presidents of the United States that they disagree with politically because they're not a bunch of conservative guys? I don't think so. All right. I must stop now. Let us check in with Jen DeSalvo and find out what's happening on the roadways.
Get Real in the Morning with Larry Potash, Robin Baumgarten, Paul Conrad, and the entire WGN-TV Morning News team. It's all weekdays, 4 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Ro Con Show with Anna DeVlantis right here, 720 WGN. Top 5 continues.
Number 3.
April 14th, Game of Thrones is back.
I can't wait.
The final season. They released a trailer today, HBO did, to find out what's going to happen with that, with Sansa and Arya and Jon Snow.
You have to protect me. All this horror that's come to my family. It's all because I couldn't love a motherless child.
You are a Stark. You might not have my name, but you have my blood.
Game of Thrones fanatics have analyzed every frame of that already. And if you go on social media, you'll see all the theories. Spoilers, things that may or may not happen. Who might win? Who's the Night King?
Just remember that if you think this is going to end well, you haven't been paying attention.
Oh, that's true. There will be a lot of bloodshed,
yes,
for sure, getting right us to the final.
You couldn't even get through a wedding without 30 people losing their heads.
Exactly.
I mean, let's face it. It's not exactly a nonviolent show.
No.
Checking in at... All right. Hold on. Thing not doing it.
The finger.
Number 2.
Am I dead? Because
what
this
is
thing,
going on over there?
Because technically, my finger's too cold, or I have no electric charge anymore.
You had a good run.
Yeah, it's a touch screen. It's not working. All right, go ahead. Checking in at... See? Still not working.
Number 2.
I thought you ended my life. What? Look in my mind. Yeah. No better place all the time. Hey. How they align. Universe must have my back. Fell from the sky into my lap. And I know you know that you...
Lollapalooza announced today Really? Ariana Grande is their headliner in 2019.
Get out. How great.
How about that?
Oh, nice.
Is that great?
I don't... Right, exactly.
Why? You don't
correct
like
correct question.
I don't know. There's nothing against her. It just doesn't feel that big like Lollapalooza should feel.
But it's better than the Super Bowl halftime, Maroon 5, I think.
Those guys just keep showing up at random points. Just when you think they're dead, it's like, oh, Maroon 5. You're like, what? The lead singer's doing all
it's
these.
It's the Nobody Else Would Do It tour.
Right.
Yeah. They're also going to be hosting the Oscars.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, right. Exactly.
All right. And finally.
Number one.
J.B. Pritzker becomes the 43rd governor of the state of Illinois. Yes, he's a billionaire businessman. I know we've already been down that road.
Mm-hmm.
But he campaigned with bold promises, including raising the minimum wage and legalizing recreational pot.
In the interest of keeping the public safe from harm and in the interest of expanding true justice in our criminal justice system and advancing economic inclusion, I will work with the legislature to legalize, tax, and regulate the sale of recreational cannabis in Illinois.
My guess is that'll be done by March.
Yeah, done.
Ah, yeah.
And then they'll look at the budget and say, wow, we still have a little ways to go.
Yeah. Wait, there's more.
Balancing the budget means lowering the cost of government while delivering the high-quality services that Illinoisans deserve.
Yay.
But be clear about this. I won't balance the budget on the backs of the starving, the sick, and the suffering.
Yay.
And I won't hollow out the functions of government to achieve an ideological agenda. I won't make government the enemy and government employees the scapegoats.
Yay. All right. There you are. There's your 43rd governor of the state of Illinois.
Yep.
See how it all,
full control.
Let's see how it all works out. All I know is people are going to be stoned by March 15th. St. Patrick's Day, going to have a very different connotation when you say go so green.
True. The top five at five.